Hello, my dear friend. This is Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I'm praying that you're having a great day, or if it's midday, that you're having a great midday, or maybe your evening, wherever you are. I tell you, the Lord is good, and He's worthy to be praised. I want to invite you as we take a look at lesson number two in the book by John MacArthur, Fundamentals of the Faith. It has been a blessing to our congregation in Baltimore County. We started a few weeks ago, chapter one. I've got nothing but great reports back from those who've taken part and availed themselves to learn the Word of God. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, dear God, for just determination. We thank you for pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. As we come today, God, for just this overview of the lesson, I pray that your Holy Spirit might just reveal new and refreshing things to those who are listening to this podcast or broadcast. But in the end, may you get all the praise and the glory. Well, at the time of this recording, certainly there's a lot going on in our country with the coronavirus epidemic. And you may know someone, you may know someone who is affected or in the community. Let's just keep everybody lifted up in prayer, our leadership, and let's just pray for the doctors that they're able to find a cure. But we know a great divine healer. His name is Jesus Christ. Well, let's get started today. Lesson number two. If you don't have the book, you can easily pick it up however you order books. Could be Amazon or Christian Books, any of the major companies, and you want to get, it's a big book, it's easy to read, and it is interactive, meaning that you need to have your Bible when you get this book. But we're on lesson number two, and it's called How to Know the Bible. Now, maybe I'm not like you. You know a lot of people. I've been a lot of places, but you become familiar with the people that you've known either in your home, on your job, in your community, you are known somebody. But when it comes to, the Word of God, what does it mean to know the Bible, to know what God has left on record? It's so important to understand the Scriptures and to not be intimidated. You know, you say, that's the Bible, that's deep. But you would be amazed that with the aid of the Holy Spirit, how much you can learn and live. Let's begin. The memory verse for this particular lesson, lesson number two, is 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and I always say rightly dividing the word of truth. How important is that? An overview. Let's talk about the importance of hearing the Bible and the importance of reading the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing Scripture, and then taking time to mull over or meditate on the Word of God. You ought to have a verse that you just take during the course of the week. Say, you know what? I'm just going to let this set in my spirit. I'm just going to listen to it. I'm just going to read it and try to get it into my person so that I might grow in the Lord. How to know the Bible. Why do I need to know the Bible? It will help me to grow. It will help me to live by the Scriptures. It will help me to live a fulfilling life, a faithful life, just by the Scriptures. I understand that now. I didn't always understand that. I had a Bible because I could style the Bible. And the story is told of the young man who goes off to college, and his mother gives him a Bible. And he comes on hard times while he's in college. And he says, Mom, I need some money. And she says, are you reading your Bible? Of course I am. Of course I am. And this went on for a while. Mama, it's tough. I really need you to help me out. She says, have you been reading your Bible? Yes, yes, yes. Well, you may know the story. As it turns out, she said, open that Bible up. He opens the Bible up, and throughout the Bible, Mama has left money in many places. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? That could be my story. I had a Bible in college, didn't read it much. So knowing the Bible, becoming familiar with it, hearing it, the Bible says, so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. But you know, you got to read the Bible. In order to hear it, you've got to read it. And then to study it, to look at it, to observe it. I never forget the late Dr. Charles Booth, one of the premier preachers out of Columbus, Ohio, who said to me, I was giving him a ride to a revival. I says, tell me, Dr. Booth, what is it about what you use in terms of studying to preach the way you do? He says, I was a deacon or minister. Minister Tootin, it's all in the text. I said, what do you mean? It's in the text. It's in the scriptures. I said, but isn't there some book you use? He goes, no. He knew the importance of studying the Word of God, reading it, hearing it, mulling over it. He knew that to be the case. He said on another occasion, he says, you have to interrogate the scriptures, ask questions, observe it, walk around it. And when you do that, you will learn and grow in the Lord. But you first got to open the Bible up and to share it. I never forget, many years ago, I interviewed Bishop T.D. Jakes. He was in Washington, D.C. for a manpower conference. And I said, Bishop Jakes, what is it? Camera rolling, lights on. What is it about your message that people are drawn to? He says, the best message you ever heard is the one you need the most. Can I add to that? The best scripture you ever read and studied and heard is the one that you need the most. And then consider this, the importance of memorizing the Word of God. God has given you a memory. He's given you a brain and a mind to use. I can recall the days of being in the Christmas and Easter program at my church in Live Oak, Florida, the Springfield Baptist Church. My mother was the one who led that program. And if you were tooting, your speech was longer than anyone else's. Yeah, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. Either way, you had to put it to memory, memorizing it. God has given you a great gift and given you a mind. Take a scripture and memorize it. At my old fellowship, we had one a month, and many of those scriptures remain in my spirit to this day. Psalm 100 is my favorite. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And it goes on, but I love that. But it came from memorization and having the Holy Spirit to bring it back to my remembrance. Meditate on the Word of God. Get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or just sit there and say, let me just think about this scripture. Let me chew on it for a while. And it might prepare you for daily living. What does this scripture mean for my life? How can I interpret this for my situation? And you know, there's a word for anything you're going through. There's a scripture passage that matches your moment in your situation. All you have to do is to know the Bible, and to know it is to read the Bible. Here it is again, applying. You've got to apply it. You've got to apply the Word of God. We were kids growing up, and of course, a bicycle was like a car back then. And you would be driving or riding that bike, I said driving, that bicycle, and you might get a flat. Well, you have to repair the tire. And so you had to go and buy this kit, and you had to put a patch on the tire. But something had to be applied. There was a special glue that held that together so that you could put air back in it, and it made the difference. You've got to apply the Word of God to your every situation. There is a word. There's no shame in going to the concordance at the back of the Bible and say, I want to hear something about joy. It'll take you to 20 scriptures on joy. It's all about your learning the Word of God and applying it as you know your Bible. And then, of course, repetition. You do things over and over again. We're creatures of habit. I was driving the other day going to work, and I was so used to going one way. And before I knew it, you know, I was going the same direction, even though my intent was to go a different way. But be intentional. Repeat the Word of God. It is so important. Apply the Word of God, but become familiar with your Bible. Your Bible ought to know you. Amen. You ought to have one at work, at home. And look at this. The beauty of the internet allows you to go online and find passages, to get an app and have the Bible app. I'll end with this. I will often put on the Word of God, the audible version, and I'll just listen to the reader reading the Word of God. Okay, I hope I've encouraged you. Lesson number two, if you are just getting started, you're on lesson one, move at your pace. But I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to know the Bible, how it's put together, and apply it and live it. That is my life's desire. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this moment to just share with others the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for the Bible, the Holy Writ. May they get excited about the Word. May they begin to memorize it, apply it, and to share it with someone else. I wouldn't be a good preacher if I didn't give you a website to stay in touch with us and to check us out. We're Harvest Christian Ministries. We're in Baltimore County, Maryland. And our website is www.come2harvest.org. I feel like I know you. Even if you're not a part of our local assembly, you are brothers and sisters in the Lord Christ Jesus. Let's continue to pray for this coronavirus. God is faithful. Have a great day, a great evening, a great noonday in the Lord, wherever you are, and know the Lord loves you.